First posuk, Afetus Aleph Mezbo. Yitzchun Elecho Shemon Zayich, Zayich Zoch, Kosis Lamo'er, Lahavis Nelatomet, some of the Rishenim, including the Sephorno, weirdly did we go straight to the classic posuk. The Sephorno seems to be bothered. What is the extra word over here? The Afetus Aleph Mezbo. Is the Shainim and Achrenim last Akasha? Why can't I just say, Utetzaves v'nei Yisrael? Tetzave means you shall command. What would be the need for the extra word, La'afa Tetzave? This is Akasha that the Sephorno, among others, Shainim and Achrenim. So Sephorno says that the vote is not so. It says, actually, Pasha Tetzave is a hemshech from Pasha Tzumo. More than enough to understand. He says this way, continuing off of Parashat Terumah.
Thank you.
And all through Parashat Terumah, we had the command calling again and again, Valsiso, Valsiso, Valsiso. And Valsisa never meant that Moshe Rabbeinu will have to make it. Mashal Ma'ad Akshu Valsisa Yuvun Sheyos Ari Ve'yache. All people are going to make it. V'zeh Sheyitzavel Umonim Sheyasu. So tell the artisans, the craftsmen to do it. Lafikoch is a stress made in this parasha on three things that are said over here. Fikoch Ve'eilu Adil Mitzvahs. And you. The idea is to stress the difference between here and other places. This is something he has to do himself. What is it? First of all, he has to be the one who tells the Eden to make oil. That's going directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. Which is the next thing that happens there. He has to be Machias, Aaron, and his children to him. To tell them to do whatever has to be done, it has to come from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So we have three things here that are exceptions to whatever was going on up until this point, and therefore the word Va'ata is added as a stress. I see here Rabbeinu Tuvia also. Same word, very briefly. It has to be you and no one else.
What are you reading?
I'm reading out of things that you don't have.
No, an unknown reason.
No, actually, this one was from a support. It's what's come to that there are exceptions in these three things and anything else. Now, two of the things, it seems pretty clear that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to do it, especially. It's not an addition. This is a Moshe Rabbeinu who has to be the one to give the kayach over here, Kahuna or to Aaron, and want to throw in. You can say that Moshe Rabbeinu, as we're going to about to see a lot about, should have been the Kohen. He had the Kohen of Kohen in him. Did the Hakir Velech of Aaron HaKohen through him, was for various reasons around the fact, surrounding the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu should have been the Kohen.
He's bigger than
the
Kohen.
What?
He's a bigger than
the Kohen. He's Rabbeinu. Okay, but he's also the Kohen also, and I still consider it a loss. It's seen as a loss, as we'll see. So, well, it's easy to understand why Moshe Rabbeinu should ask you the one who does that part. Also, the part where Moshe Rabbeinu is maskiz al kulam to tell everybody to do the job for the Mishkan, I think we can understand that the pshutoi, the pshat, or the drush, either way. The pshat, Moshe Rabbeinu, like you say, Rabbeinu, okay, he's the head of all the head of college, so, and the Mishkan is made under him, even practical reasons. Everyone has to know that they're doing what they're doing, and if they're doing it right, and Moshe Rabbeinu has to be responsible for making sure that it's carried out properly. If we speak even further, there's a question. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ikar who draws down the Shekhinah into the Mishkan, as we see later also, as we're sharing this class in Chazal, the people who Moshe Rabbeinu can't bring down the Shekhinah into his Mishkan. Can he do it? He can't do it. It's him. He's the one. So whatever is done has to be done by Rabbeinu.
The Kohen is a component of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the CEO. He was the Kahuna is just one part. He was the top of everything.
In other words, everything has to come from Moshe Rabbeinu.
He made sure that everything worked.
And the Pnimius is even more so, because again, as we see in Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Isha Achas, when it says by Tzias, before you see it from Shayim, it says that the Moshe had Shisha Bekeres Echod, right? Six in one stomach. But it says, V'yeshayman, Shisha V'yivu Bekeres Echod. 600,000 were born in one pregnancy. Umanu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in one pregnancy. How many pregnancies were born in? But there's 600,000 there. Why Moshe Rabbeinu was shocked? Because then you're going to call yourself the Shreya Shemesh Yisrael, which is the premium of what you just said. But these things are pretty clear. What about this mitzvah where after the Tzadis mitzvah, he called Hashem was Zayi Zoh, also somewhere. Okay, so I think we have a way to go with that also, but we'll wait a little to Chaim HaKadosh, because we're going to tonight, which I think will bring us a better understanding of that. Now, I want to go into over here, though, what all of the Shreinim are busy with over here, and all of us are familiar with this subject and with the question, but each one has it in his own way. And let's start with Rabbeinu Ephraim, at least it's partially known. And yes, Natasha, why doesn't it say, Vaidadu Hashem on Moshe Leimah, Vaidadu Kitzav Esmenei? Everybody wants to know that. Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu's name mentioned over here? It doesn't belong here the same way it belongs in every other parasha. And flying in a different shtickle. And to the kasha and says, "Vomalei mitzvah kan veidav Hashem leishalei v'tzavas nesolim v'Hashem zayi zoh kamoi shakosu veidav Hashem leishalei v'tzavas tamas v'lo v'leim v'zayi tayis areva." The kamoi shakosu veidav Hashem leishalei v'tzavas nesolim v'leim kamoni lachmi leishai. Every time something is said to him to command others, it starts off veidav Hashem leishalei. Why should it be any different over here? And this is where he says, different than most of what we most of us know. And we'll get that to that pshat here. But the pshat that Rabbeinu Ephraim says is, "Afishahoyu lo yomeshu li yiskayim." Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be a kohen. The kid halei Aaron achicha halevi. At that time, at that first encounter, he's told Aaron achicha halevi, which, as we see there in Rashi, means Aaron up until this point is a levi and has been a levi, and this which is going to occur from here on. In the plan, at least. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go to Sikh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu turned into a Levi instead, and Aaron turned into a Kohen. Lekach. Loi nizkan Moshe klal v'zeis ha-parasha sheyesh for Big Day Kohuna. This is the parasha of Big Day Kohuna. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't belong in this parasha because he doesn't have shaykhets in the Kohuna, which he should have had shaykhets to, which was given away to Aaron HaKohen, and Moshe Rabbeinu was therefore not mentioned over there.
Maybe the killer is a thing.
I don't know, truth is, I guess either of those things could be said, but I think I have a third pshat, because it's neither one of us. The third pshat is, this is the parasha of Kohen, and Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't belong in that parasha. Not as Oynish. He's not the Kohen right now. In other words, maybe he's not a Kohen as Oynish, maybe he's not a Kohen, for whatever reason, whatever it is, now he's not a Kohen, it's the parasha of Kohen, and as much as Mitzadech, and Atta Hakre Zerecho, but his name is not mentioned in the parasha of Kohen. In other words, to whatever degree, he doesn't have shaykhus to the parasha of Kohen. But he throws in something over here which is fascinating also, which is he says, this is not the only place where this type of concept happens. He says, Aaron HaKohen, his name disappears also. He's also mentioned all through everywhere. Usually it's either by Yavash on Moshe Ve'al Aaron or Moshe Sestar, the whole parasha of Truma, there's no mention of Aaron in parasha of Truma. Why is that? So he says a different reason there, but over here he says the pshat like this. He says, Aaron knew that Parshas Truma is the tzeiruch of bringing the Nedavah to the Mishkan. And among the Nedavah to the Mishkan, as we discussed last week, you have to have Avni Shoyam, Avni Miluim, Wa'efa is Vilachayisham. Aaron is shayach to what's going on in that Parsha, to the collection. It's the tzeiruch Aaron, he says. Mistalik Aaron shall yearn on the otzi humadaver. He stayed out. K'vay shalom akhir chadas nadir shalom piagvur hayadvoy. He says he had what to be concerned about because there were people who were timing whatever it was. Aaron akhir stayed away from Truma's Amishkan. And the Leilam passes Truma. No mistake. He says those names I mentioned.
And I think they
Yeah.
More famous.
That he's mentioned as far as collecting it or bringing it, rather in terms of him being dressed in it. So he has to be there, what's going to talk? Now, but as far, whenever the collection was being done, he was adding that. That was never enough for him to one shtick. A different shtickle from Rabbi Ephraim, where he brings his thoughts out with the same thing. Vizois HaParasha, he says, Nemu Kol Ma'alois HaKohana, he says, not only the big day Kohana, all the Ma'alois HaKohana, this is the Parasha of Kohana, he says. Arichas HaMeiris HaAdlokosom, he started off with that. Big day Kohana, he says, Achoshim HaTzitz Mechlolom, Milo Yad'aran Ubonov, the Kiddushom, Meshichosom, Korbanoisom, HaKtoras Keteres HaSamim, the Mezbeach HaZohov, Ushor HaAvoidis, really. Moshe Rabbeinu Mis'avir Lo'isam HaMailas. They said he didn't want to do the job that Rabbi Yisrael sent him to do back then, but the Mailas of Kuhinu Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do that. L'chein lo'i nema kam eida l'asham HaMailas. It wasn't said because he wanted all of these things over here, so he wasn't mentioned. Son, what does that mean? Because he wanted it, that's why he's not mentioned? I don't know. In other words, what is that? In other words, not going to kill that? The pastor said to him anyway. But his name is not mentioned over there because he wanted it. You know, like I said, places in the land to help. I don't know what the chat is in that.
But he didn't want to do it?
He didn't want to do what needed to be done in order for him to get the Quran. Which was way back then to accept the Yerushalayim Santa. The mission. He should have accepted the mission. And then he would have had it. But Amai said he didn't accept the mission. He didn't want to do that, but he did want to have those Bibles. Not mentioned in the Parashah. When Zatam Atzmo, when he's Kashem Moshe with Eisa Parashah, we will make one in Vesonusa. Now this is a different word, somehow, right? In other words, it seems like these are two separate things. Number one, he wants it. He wants it, he's not mentioned. Number two, there is one in Vesonusa. What's in Vesonusa?
Why did he get the doctor? I want to get around and get to that company. You have to do it. You have to do it. You have to do it. Thinking, he doesn't do anything.
And here he wasn't given the option. He wasn't given the choice. The Meister, if he wants to be a Kohen now, too bad. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu himself says. The parasha is clear. Kohen comes along and says, I want to be a Kohen. So it actually means that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Atem, how many people, and you all want to be Kohanim? Afani raised to be, I just want to be a Kohen. Right? It's a sheet in the Purushim of it, but one of the Purushim pack of yours, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, I also want it. So what the plain truth is, I also want it. So let's fight it out. Right? My other state of chat is, I want it, and I'm going to have to be Yitzhak by wanting, because I'm not being given the option. So Chavish can break it. Therefore, chat is, you know, I'm all over the course of Ki'ilu. What can I do? The Gershom didn't give me that option. So I have to be right to what I'm wanting, and that's really what you should be doing instead of fighting.
That's the reason why you're in the process.
Well, he should be in the process. Yeah. But somehow, again, that's what I'm saying. But somehow he says the fact that he wanted it is reason not to be here. Right? But at the same time, he also tells us, Wim is on the sinner's. In other words, Shat is, there's a certain anivus that's here, that Shat is, he doesn't, the Gershom gives him, offers him the highest position. And he rejects it. And that's near Mazir over here. That's my question. But then, we have the peers that most of us are familiar with. Most of us are familiar with the different peers. This is the peers that's in the Rosh, and he says something that all of us are familiar with. The Rosh looks like that. Every single parsha, from the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu on Parsha Shemot, always through the Devarim, is always mentioned. No vadze al teira. The table. How can he not be mentioned? This parsha, the only parsha that is not mentioned. I don't know who it is, but obviously, Chosin Rishon, and he heard it from his mouth. Why? If he's a Moshe, Omar of Nekadosh Baruch Hu, Mechilas or Egel. Dovolo. He said a bad thing, he said. He let a bad thing out of his mouth about himself. What was it? I am a chenin on the Sifra Chashakapasta. He raised me from the book that you wrote. The Omnazah. Kilo las chokham, a kilo las naiv, the Dovolo. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esau HaFim, Nafim Mishur HaSadon. Esau HaFim Mishur HaSadon. Eru Chol Yisko Naseh HaShek HaFafsik. I'll do Nafim Mishur HaSadon, and I'll erase you from the Sefer which I wrote. Kloyma, what's the Sefer that I wrote? He said that after the Tzavah, HaShek HaFafsik, will make you see so. In other words, and she sees all the place in which Moshe Rabbeinu says, erase you from the Sefer. Right? Which you already wrote. So what was the parasha that was written just previously before Kiseiso? It was the Tzavah. So maybe he erases them from the parasha just before parasha Tzavah. So according to this chat, differently than what it says to Rabbeinu Ephraim, it doesn't have a particular reason why this has to be a parasha where Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't belong. It belongs in this parasha, but it's not another parasha. But it happens to be the last seder, right before he sees it, where he says it in the Chenios and Rezek of Avta. V'zui ha'klolo sh'otet ha'reish v'shol nikro sh'om sh'moi v'shol kach v'nish v'nish kamesh v'nish v'nish v'nish. So in Meilu, it's something says there. Mish Avenu, it's not that hard, he made it tonight, he said. He knows it was like a tassel, but he made it tonight. He said, if you're not going to forgive him, but he did forgive him, it doesn't have to be done. So therefore, the Ma'i said, there's a godless here, kill us, how feel, Ma'i involved. So we can look at him as, oh, he got punished anyway, shouldn't have said it. But he's a godless here. He's a godless in this thing here. The chat is, yeah, it's kill us, how feel, Ma'i involved. Anyone else makes conditions, okay. Whatever he said, even without Tanai, that the Bereshit has to do whatever he says. But a Chochom, whatever he says, has to be done. That's one of the things that says that it's done, even though he made it tonight. He's also a Fakir's of the thing. Because once the Bereshit is in Kabul, what he says, the Chochom should be erased from everything. And then should be mentioned in the Tanai altogether. Not mentioned by God. Right? We're very aware of that. That's one of the things that the Kabbalah in the Mass calls. Why is Meshavah not mentioned anywhere in the God? So why do you have to imagine? So this was what Moshe said there. He was given, his words were followed to the T, Yaisikavan, Sifcha Shekha Savto, but you just wrote. What was that? Pasha Tatava, this is taking notes. The different issue is the fact of less known.
Yeah, I heard from a taxi driver in a travel store, I think the story I'm off as well. He told me, Yisifra Cho, the Cho is Cho. The 20th Pasha is the Tatava.
Hey! But there's a Rishon of Ben Chaim Paltiel who says, brings the same words, and therefore, Tilah Chochom, Tilah Tnai, Bo, Lakach Likosa Shmei Beseda Shalaponom, Lakayim Divrei HaTadik. And Lakayim, the words of the Tadik, same words also, same Parashah Shalaponom. Okay, there's one more little short word of it, which is not interesting, which I found there. In one of the chairs there, Ben Yoyah. Ben Yoyah looked at this. He says, after the Tavis from the Yisrael, we can write Hashem is as a chosu somebody. I'm just passing here. They're talking about lighting the Meneu. So he says, I'm going to look in the Kuda. And he says, the Ato Tetzave has a very special gematria, which teaches us a Meneu de Galocha. What are you saying to me? He can't let Lokas and Meneu le Shabbos when I tell you. Shenemer v'ata tetzave v'gematria noshim tziva. Noshim tziva. So you hear this. The evidence is like this. Me'ikir ha-din l'chayra, no matter who writes Ne'er Shabbos, anyone can light it. Yes? Balamayfer, the women light it. Rabbeinu Chaim Paltiel says, it's a gematria in the pasuk over here, v'ata tetzave, noshim tziva. The women are the ones who should light. Should continue to light, even after there's nobody's having it. The truth of the matter is, I'll pick up Bola, the big end of the notion of light, and it's Shabbos, and the men should light that Hanukkah, Dafka, Right? And that Hanukkah brings the Ir Hashem from the top down, which is the job of a man is to be an Ashpia, to bring from the top down, the job of a woman is to be in the Kabbalah and to send back up.
It's not part of the Cheshbon why a husband will light beforehand and then burn it and then blow it out?
Yes, it is. 100%. 100%. It is. And it's a big aim, by the way, to do that. Some people don't do it. Chabal. In other words, what is that? What's that message there? That message there is that the Makabel, in order to send back up from the bottom, needs to be given koyach first on the top down to do that. And by the way, that's not a vote only in Erev Shabbos. That's the way of the world. The marriage of the Chlal. You'd like to know that. In other words, a woman, according to Chazal, is compared to the moon, who gets her light from the sun. Last one, we got a Makulun. Women, if they're not given koyach by their husbands, they get depleted. They don't have any koyach. Can't do it. They need to be given energy by their husbands. And the same thing happens in their Shabbos. You prepare the licht for her, but then she's the one who takes this world in Shabbos, what goes on Shabbos, as it says in Kikavano before Baruch Hu, and as it says all over the place, and as we see in Musaf of Shabbos, that the central part of Musaf of Shabbos is Tov Shin Resh Kuf, backwards, the Aleph base from the bottom up. The count of Shabbos, he's coming to say, it goes from Tov Shin Resh Kuf all the way up to Aleph, which is bottom up, right? This world is raised up to the Rebbein Shalom Shabbos. Which is why it says that in the Neira, in July, it's before Shabbos Chanukah, it should be before that Shabbos. Right? So some people say, well, of course, right? Although it's going to be Shabbos. No, you don't have a couple of Shabbos where your wife is. So one reason why it's July Shabbos, and then why it's in the Neira. And I'm not saying that the Gehavi shouldn't do that. But you shouldn't do that. Not only after Nigel, but after Nistar also, because Neira Chanukah, I mean, is to bring the Rishon's early down to the lowest places. We'll talk Chanukah, we'll talk more about it. We already spoke about it this past Chanukah. And therefore, there's not Satan's fun. Nobody needs you anymore. By the time the woman lights Neira Shabbos and she raised the world up to the highest place, what are you doing now with Neira Chanukah? So, you have to do what Chazal said to do anyway. If it was bad, then it was bad. But what's the time? That's what's true, that, right? So the Noshim are the ones who like Chanukah, who like the Shabbos list. And they're the ones who receive the world, let it flow with them, bring it back up to its highest. But what's weak though is not only that it's the women, it is that a woman who lights Shabbos before Shabbos is doing much of what went on in the Menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. Because, again, a home, a Jewish home, is a replica of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, somebody has to light the Menorah there, and at least on Erev Shabbos, it's the woman who's not even there, straight from this pasuk over there. By the way, it's not only a replica. The Beis HaMikdash got its energy from the Jewish home, the Chatchila, first of all, the Ramban, says in the Bereish, I believe. I'm getting a shmuck, I don't remember that. Search them and find it later, whatever it is. Ramban says the Feish, that the Beis HaMikdash was an echo of the home of Avraham the Sodom. I don't like a shmuck. He says it was an echo of the home of Avraham the Sodom. So it was an attempt at copying the home of Avraham the Sodom. Remember that I heard from one of my rabbis years ago. Oh, that's my underline. There you go.
He's underlined.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a father, he says that the Mishkan was an attempt to copy the oil of Avraham the Sodom. In other words, Avraham Masoro's house was a Mishkan. So he comes to the capital. One of the Rebbeim said that the pshat was that even when there was a Mishkan in the Beis HaMikdash, what was it? It was a focal point for the Kedusha that was going on in every Jewish home everywhere. So he used a muscle of it. He said, not such a big document, this, but he said that there's a way to combine a whole bunch of telescopes to give power to one central telescope. I don't know if people who are bigger scientists than me may know something about this. He's a different example of how you take a whole bunch of reflectors and you focus them all on one central point and you can put a piece of metal there and it'll be burnt in an instant by the sunlight or whatever it is that's being shown. So he said that was what the Mace of English was. It was that's a reflection of what the Kedusha of the Jewish home. So maybe when there was a Churban, Shat was, the Churban was because the Mace of English had nowhere anymore to draw its Kedusha from. So therefore it was lacking in the Kedusha that it was supposed to be drawn from the Jewish home, so the Jewish home was destroyed, there was a base Hamikdash. There's nothing there anymore. And then it became Chorus.
Who said this?
This comes from a Rebbe of mine, so the old man was writing about. But, Akapon, what we do see here, is that a woman is doing something that's parallel to Avokas Mer, Avokas Hamiris, Avokas Hamanoira, in the home on El Shams.
You know, the one doctor mentioned that the man lighting there is there. That's over his Kazanesh. He said that's the only back then the witch didn't light well. Yeah. And his mom said, okay, you're not supposed to. It's a piece of the neighbor's behalf.
So I want to tell you, for something, Zach, and again, it's anecdotal evidence. It's not, I can't, you know, I never made a survey in everybody's house. But I can say that my wife insists that I prepared a list, not because of only about water, but because it just makes it easier for the light after. In other words, once a wood has already caught a fire before, it takes less time. It immediately
ties. So which part of it that was it? Stop preparing it or the doctor lighting it?
It depends on the light.
I'm talking about the light.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the light. Lighting the whole. In other words, burning the wood before definitely makes the fire apply quickly to the wick. Especially what we
as far as the opinion, is it the lighting it or is it stop preparing it? Or both?
He lights some work.
I'll say that. But the truth is also today, it could be that in a way, today, as opposed to 20 years ago, it's even more so because, again, at least what we use over there, which is these Meronim, they have wax covering the wick, which, you know, gets in the way of the fire getting straight onto the light, onto the wick, whatever it is. Yeah. Okay, now everyone can open up in their own Chumash Rashi over here. Perek Chof Ches, Chofik Lamed Hei. Let's turn it off. The Samson's also. Let's see the positive in Chumash first. Mahoya al Aaron Mashores. We're talking about the Me'il. Aaron should wear the Me'il, Mashores. When Nishma Kuyla Revoya Lakirish of Ne Hashem Uvetzeisoi, Mahoyomus. Right? The sound will be heard when it comes into the Kirish of Ne Hashem Uvetzeisoi, Mahoyomus. Zakrash, Mahoyomus. Mahlalav at the Shemehe. He won't die. Because he's wearing the mail, so you understand that he will die if he's not wearing the mail. Which means, im yuloi lo yischayiz nisa. Oh, im yikonez mechus ha'echem ma'abgodim alalu, chayiv nisa b'idei shomayim. If he comes in missing one of these begodim, chayiv nisa b'idei shomayim. Now, I want us to hold our place over there, but also to look into Chof Ches Men Gimel, just a few short psukim later. Posig Mem Gimel. V'hoyu al Aaron v'al Bonov v'voyim al Oyel Moyed. Oy v'gishtam al Azbech l'shoyles b'akredesh v'lo yisu ovoim v'meitzu. They should be wearing the big day kahuna. When they come to Oyel Moyed, they go to the Azbech l'shoyles b'akredesh v'lo yisu ovoim v'meitzu, they won't have an Aver and die thereby. So let's look at Rashi right here. V'meitzu. Holom Adito. Sham Meshavish v'chusam v'gobim v'meitzu. That if he's mishavish with he's not wearing enough of a big kahuna, he'll die.
Why am I falling
out? I'll tell you, my question really is, first of all, on the Pasuk itself. Right? In other words, why does the Pasuk seem to repeat the same Yesod twice? Right? Pasuk Lamed Hei and Pasuk Lamed Gimel, we have more or less the same idea. Twice. Right? And not with a very big distance between. So here I want to study Rashi and see two very significant and important differences between Pasuk Lamed Hei and Pasuk Lamed Gimel. First of all, in Pasuk Lamed Hei, Rashi says, "Hoi mikonis mechus ha'echem abgodim alo l'chai nisi v'dei shamai." So Rashi's lashon in Pasuk Lamed Hei is a mikonis. In Pasuk Mem Gimel it says, "Hol amadito sham eshamish mechus ha'begodim b'nisi." Right? Okay. So that's one distinction. The second thing is, in Pasuk Lamed Hei, he says, Ho im yikonis mechusar echod min habegodim halolu, these clothing, yeah? In Pasuk Mem Gimel, So he says, Mechosa Begolim. Doesn't say Habagolim all over these clothing. Lacking clothes. He doesn't get into such a clear, hey, how you deal over here, that he's speaking about specific ones. So what is it that's going on here? So if you look at Pasuk Mem Gimel, you look at the context, you see the Feirish that's speaking about a general halacha in all of the Kehanim and all of the days. Right? Let's look at the context side over there. And it says, Obashta Isimus Anachich Mes Bonovitoi. Basei Lohem Mech Mesebad. Who's that going on? All Kehanim. Hoyal Arav Al Bonov. All Kehanim. Just talking about everybody. Right? If you look at Pasuk Lamed Hey, it says, Hoyal Arav Lishoris. In other words, it's speaking about the Kohen Gadol per se. Not about all Kehanim, but that's about the Kohen Gadol. So now the question is, why do we need a separate and special pasuk for Aaron, for the Kohen Gadol, in addition to the pasuk that already is there anyway, a little bit further, but all Kehanim, the Aaron's not better. He's not going to get away with it more than they will. Why should he? Tony Vazoi, why do we need a separate pasuk? Yes, sir, Rashi wants to found. So in Pasuk Lamed Hey, with that it says, Rashi found something. And Rashi says, Ha begodim halalu, these begodim. Which begodim? There are three begodim that Aaron was commanded about there, al kol protein. Just in the lead up to that, that in the Etem, you have Eifrit Choshen and Me'il right over there. Right? I said it's about the Me'il, but the Me'il is the one that's directly there. But if you go through it, you'll see, you have Eifrit, yeah. That Eifrit Choshen and Me'il, and at the end, in the culmination of all of that, it says, "Vaholyo alana l'shoras nishukel v'yal teshuv l'Hashem v'teisei v'loyomus." Right. So therefore, in these three things, in these three begodim, the Torah tells us what they are for. And if we pay attention, we'll see a common denominator between these for all three of them. Because if you look in Pasuk Yud Beis on the Eifrit, it says, Nosso. The Nosso Aaron is Shemoisom of Smei Hashem. Lizikonim. Shall take table Lizikonim. That he should be wearing it in front of Hashem. He should be wearing this in front of Hashem. Look at Pasuk Choftes. You see the Eifoid. And you'll see much of the same idea. The Nosso Aaron is Shemoisom of Yisrael B'choshen and Mishmo. The Me'il, right over there, Pasuk Lamed Hey. V'hoi al Aaron l'shoras v'nishma koyi v'l'voi al kodesh v'fnei Hashem. In other words, we have a common denominator in all of these begodim that there's a pu'ula, there's an accomplishment here that we're looking for by him being in front of Hashem with these begodim. Go in front of Hashem with these begodim.
All the more reason why this has to be repeated.
One second. We're going to find out over here that this is a different halacha. Masha Enken, one second, let's draw a distinction. Masha Enken, if you look at Pasuk Mem Gimel, all of the other begodim are hechsher avoido, which means they're not about a pu'ula la'atzma. They're not about a separate accomplishment that's accomplished by wearing these begodim is an avoida of its own. Rather, the other begodim are hechsher for avoida b'poil. In the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Smag, it's mashma that big de kuhuna are a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Yeah? The mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, the big de kuhuna, sorry, not big de kuhuna, big de kuhuna, gavu, dafka. Big day for the Godly Dafka. Our mitzvah is me'atzma, not a heksha mitzvah. Which exactly fits with what we're talking about over here. Right? Regular big day kohuna, heksha mitzvah. Big day for the Godly are their own mitzvah. Right? Why is that? If we understand what we're understanding now, we understand it very clearly. The regular four begodim of a Kohen Hei, all of him to be able to do the avodah. But the big day Kohen Godly are in your mitzvah. So the Mele, according to that, it'll be all four of the big day kohuna. And that's it also. We couldn't call it Kohen Gadol. So Mamela, in Pasuk Lamed Hey, where he says, Min ha-begodim halolu, these begodim, yeah? When he says these begodim, he says, V'voyei el ha-kodesh v'lo yomus. If he comes into the kodesh, he has to be wearing it v'lo yomus. But in Pasuk Mem Gimel, when he's talking about the regular begadim, he only says Misa on the Avodah. What does he say there? He says, Shamashamish Mechos HaBegadim B'Misa. And that's what it says in the Pasuk there. In the Pasuk it says, L'Shoreis B'Kodesh. Right? So therefore he was talking about doing the Avodah without the Big Day Kohuna, the basic Big Day Kohuna. So that's a big Nafkamina. So Mamela, Rashi's medayik in Pasuk Mem Gimel, I'm a shamish mechos begadim b'mitzvah. Why? Because those begadim are tnai in avoda. But in Pasuk Lamed Gim, Lamed Hey, he has a vazundri alimud where he says in yikomis mechos echem abegadim halal chayiv mitzvah even if you want a shamish because these begadim have anything even to wear them in front of the British alimud. And therefore Rashi here says halam adato in Pasuk Mem Gimel. In Pasuk Mem Gimel, Rashi says, "Hol Hamadito, Shemashamish Chos Begadim B'Misa." What's Hol Hamadito? That means this is a different halacha than you learned in Pasuk Lamed Hey. In Pasuk Lamed Hey, you don't learn this halacha, Shemashamish Chos Begadim B'Misa. A separate halacha. Somebody learned one halacha. You learn another halacha over here. So maybe the two Rashi's are to explain how the two pesukim are two completely different things. Okay. Let's finish the class. Chaim HaKadosh before we adjourn.
Is there any of what the Kohen Gadol's mitzvah? Yeah. The mitzvah struggling to the Kohen of the Kohen Gadol. Is it Shtelton with Shnei Hashem, the special, the different Indian than
this? You can ask the Kohen to show on Shabbos. I don't know if I'm coming in so sad. That will admit to some. I didn't decide what I'm saying when, but I'm going to say what. One of the speeches on Saturday after coming home Saturday. Excuse me for stuff. Okay, if whoever doesn't have a Chaim HaKadosh in their Chumash, you can have, but anyone who doesn't have a Chaim HaKadosh in their Chumash, well, so we're looking at Perek, we're just in time for our Chaim HaKadosh. So I am Perek of Gaian, Pasuk.
Mazel Tov Yosef.
No, well, awesome. That was a big announcement that you wanted to give up. We have Perek of Gaian, Pasuk Chof. We are Mazel Yishku Eilecha. We are Mazel Yishku Eilecha. Jesus. I want to start in the middle of the shtickle. He wants to know. He starts with the kasha one and say, "Ba'atu tetzave," and so again that question of why is there the extra word the ato, and he has another kasha of why does it say the ikhwei lecho? Hashem azay zoch. Many of the Yishayim start on that also. Why can't it just say the ikhwei Hashem azay zoch? What's the Elachah? I want to go to where he says, Derech Remes. Hey, Mishnik Elach, I'm a Kaddish Dafka, but that doesn't mean that everyone already learned it. And even those of us who did, it's a Mishnik Elach worth learning again. Well, but Derech Remes is Bayer HaKos. Does everyone see that Mishnik Elach? It's Yosef, in that one, it's about halfway down the page. Last, you got it?
Yeah.
The right side of the page, about halfway down. The last two words on the line are Derech Remes.
Yeah.
Okay. Does everyone have it? You have it,
Yeah.
Derech Remes. He's Bayer HaKosov al Derech Maimer Huvo Sefer Zoya Chodosh. The Pasuk can be explained along the lines of what's said in Zoya Chodosh. Ki Dalit Golias Shal Yisrael, the four Golias of Chal Yisrael, Ko Echod Mehem, Nigalu Mimenu Meschus Echod. Each one of the Goliaths, Klal Yisrael was Nigal from, in one individual's Zchus. Golos HaRishon, Nigalu B'Zchus Avraham, Avinu Olam HaShalem. Beis, Nigalu B'Zchus Yitzchok. Gimel, B'Zchus Yaakov. Dalid, which is Golos Edoin, Toloi B'Zchus Meisha. Which means, we have Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, and then we have Meisha. And therefore, the Zchus HaOvos was used for the first three Goliaths, but we need to have the Zchus HaMeisha Rabbeinu to take it out of this Golos HaMeisha. That's why we're in such a long galus. He says that. Ki kol oyd shein oyskim b'toyro uva mitzvos ein Moshe chofet ligoil am batlonim minatayim. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to be involved in taking out a nation who does not study enough Torah, with the Vatan Torah, that results. Now, up until this point, it's just that he doesn't want to be involved, as in he doesn't want to use his chutz for that. He's ready to use his chutz when you learn the Torah that he brought out. This is the Torah Smoich Avdi, the Kral Shmoich. Yeah? So we're going to see in a couple of lines further that it's not only that it's his chutz. He has to be actively involved, and he doesn't want to be actively involved, we have to convince him. וזהו שרומז הקוס of כאן, דו אימר, ואף תו תצאווה את בני ישראל, על דרך כי מלוכו ויצאווה, יצאווה is a lotion of ליווי, a lotion of צאווסו, a lotion of accompanying, yeah, accompanying, that's the word. ואף תו תצאווה, you will accompany את בני ישראל, you're going to accompany Klal Yisrael out of the last galus. Right? So that's merumas here. ואף תו you, and you in particular, the Tzavetz Bnei Yisrael.
Which is funny because the whole parasha states Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Yeah. And like this, after the Tzavetz, pointing to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah, it's ironic. And after that parasha was made, it's not much better. Oy al derech oyim romzal, ein tzav elo malchus. Chazal say the tzav is a lotion of malchus. The tzav is a tzivoy of malchus. Tzav malchusi, the tzav is a command. A royal command, and so therefore, Tav is Malchus. Ki hu yimloi cholenu la'osid. He will rule over us. Not only of course. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the Melech of Klal Yisrael la'osid. We come first. U'tnayu ha'dolah she'yaski Yisrael batei. Again, for him to take over, he needs us to be Yisrael batei. Interesting, it's weird because you hear that Mashiach has to have at least a mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. We confess, and he's going to be the Melech, and so Mashiach is going to be the Melech. So David, with Mashiach, whatever it is, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be there, somehow, in the Melech. V'zeu oimer, v'yikhu eilecho shemen zayizoch. They should take to you, shemen zayizoch. Yimwe zolatayra. What is it that they're going to have to take to you, in order for you to lead them, and accompany them out of Galus? They're going to have to bring to you Tayra. Shemim shalol shemen. Tayra is nishol shemen. Shemen is Chochmah, Kiyadura, Shemen Zayas. Ma Shemen Meir Lo Ilam Kacha Teira. The Teira is Meir for the world like the Shemen. The Heim Dibi Azayash, the Ketzav Nubi Salmach. So that's Yikho Ilecha, which is why I mentioned earlier when we first started, that although it says the Feresh of the Yishayim, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be the one to do the Tzav. Yikho Lecha Shemen Zayas Zoch. Now we begin to understand more. Because the Shemen Zayas Zoch is that Teira, it's not Shemen Moshe Rabbeinu. Teira is Moshe. So he has to be involved in the Menayna. Dikta claim a zoch, shetzichim laftik bateri lishmo beli shemorim. You shouldn't have any, what's the word for shemorim? Sediments in listening to the Torah. Shehem, what's going to be mixed in? Yeah? Lakanta chasa shalom. In other words, to back somebody else down. Oyle is gadol mechadoyma. Eilem shemorim, what's shemorim? What's the sediment that's inside of the Torah? It's when there are other intentions involved there, other goals involved. So this was Shemen Zayizoch, Mamait Kosis. What does Kosis mean? Pirisha Tzvichim Lachik Vatir Machateis Gufom Vekoichom. Aderech Oinroi Zoi Tatero Odom Ki Yonuz Boya. And that's what the Gemara says based on the Pasuk and Pasuk's Chukas, that a person needs to be ready for Sofer to learn Tayyar. Needs to be willing to put on a serious effort. Ukrakosafti Inyan Zebechefti. I wrote this matter, this subject, in my chefet. What's that? You have to say for chefet Hashem. And over there he wrote about this, you know, my meaning bo, your uyin shom. My meaning bo means, the pshuta, everybody says, look up to the chefet Hashem, but my meaning bo means he's your right hand. Right hand has to do, not only with turning your shmo, like the Gemara seems to imply, but also putting your real strength up, right? Central strength, it's in the right hand, it's referred to. But like he says, Kosis, Lachatis Gufu Lekarecham, put yourself in. V'oimru Lamoy. So up until this point, we were going Alderech HaRemez, but Remez of Nigla. Now he gets, even though it's a Zerah Chodesh, now he gets into Munas. I don't know, this Baruch counting feed I came. What's the cost of Lamo'er? He was Malagolus, Nechshach Mo'er Halavona. Shenikres Hamo'er Akotom. Now, the other, those of all to, if I look around over here, I don't know if it's anyone. Recently, when Mincha Meir, on his Chodesh, usually I try on his Chodesh, usually Mincha Meir to speak on Halacha, I tried using it on Shredish, but we never, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep talking on Shredish. On Drush, how much I have to say already, but this month we spoke about what the chat is in Kaporas Posha, in a Chredish Eber and a Shnatra Eber, depending on the minute. And we spoke about the fact that the Shulako, the Shez, that the reason why we need an additional Kapora in a Shnatra Eber is because, why is there a Shnatra Eber? It's because Ayah Alavon is not Kaya Cham. Right? We have a shorter year of the moon than we have of the sun. Every time an evil year comes, there's a stick of time. What's going on? Why haven't you brought the world to where it belongs? That's where it's going to be, and that's where it should have been. That's where it started out. You've got to bring it back there. So each time we come along again and we have a situation where the sun and the moon don't match, there's a certain kiddush. So the Shlach, that's why in the Shnasa Yibur, in the Chodesh Yibur, we say, the Kaporas Posha, for that Kapor. However, there's more to it than just Oira Lavona, Oira Chama, the way it's said, especially since it's very difficult to understand, you should take altogether what's going on over there. And the version says, a view like Kaporas from the Asafi of Sayyidina, well, what's the Brinshan's fault, the Hound, the Owl fault, what's going on over there?
It's smaller.
Yeah. Okay. So, but again, if we're going to read the scripture, the chapter it wasn't like that before. What does it actually mean over Tanimius, and that's what he's getting into earlier. So he says, "The Mara goes Nechshak Moir Alavon, the Shemikra Samoir Akotem, and Nifrad Aluf Mimena." This is based on the words of a pasuk, "Nirgon Mafrid Aluf." Aluf is a friend. Aluf means a friend. Nirgon Mafrid Aluf, a complainer separates off a friend. That's the pasuk that Pshat and the pasuk initially. But over here, the pshat is that the Lavona is missing the friends. What's going on here? Let's understand this clearly first in most pshutah, and then we'll get to a little bit more depth. We have some few minutes, and I want to try to have to work out with something new this week that maybe not everyone has thought. The Etzem, let's first take this on the level that we can easily understand. Klal Yisrael itself, we know, and Yisrael Levonah, by the way, I have in mind, it's on the day, it's a little bit short. So you people have a preview, and then you can come here again. I'm going to chat about that. Klal Yisrael itself is Yisrael Levonah. Right? You know, we count by the moon, we're compared to the moon, Chas HaShom is a Likri Levonah, so it's not a good symbol of Klal Yisrael. They're associated with the moon. And Levonah Omer, Shetis Kadosh. The vision told the moon to renew itself. Why? A teres tefer, Islamu Zebotam. It's a crown of glory. It's a cloud of soul carried from the belly. Shehem Asilu Tadosh Kamoy Soda, who are in the future going to be renewed just like her. Now we say this for years. I don't even know what that bracha means, but that's what I mean. Uncle Fadim, you know, it was cloud of soul into the Levana. So let's understand this now as a mushroom. The Levada comes to the Baruch Shalom, that's Klal Yisrael. And he's on the bench and says, what's going on? Wasn't the world created for Klal Yisrael?
Yes.
Is Klal Yisrael the purpose of the world?
Yes.
Isn't Klal Yisrael the actor and everyone else props and backdrop? What's going on? The Goyim have as much power in the world as we have? So the Baruch Shalom says, you're right. But not only do they have as much power as we have, they have more. They have more power than you. How come I'm asking for that? How does that make any sense? That's the pshat then. So there is a pshat. Because even though it's a volt gepast, as a volt gedaft then, appropriately what should have happened, is that Klal Yisrael should have been the biggest, as would have been commensurate, or if that's the way perhaps that was. Where is our role, huh? Right? But there's a goal here. The goal is for Klal Yisrael has to do work. And after Machin Kolam, and faces his own book, Nisharinus, to fight for the Rebbeinu of the world. So he says, listen, I need Nisharinus, and I need Bechir, I need you to fight, and this is part of your role here. So the Meiler, the Levana, is swollen in the Chama. I thought this came shot. it feels wrong. It is wrong in a sense. But this is the way it has to be. So we have to Rabbi Shimon says, have you like a photo? So we have to say, really? What happened, Rabbi Shimon? You made a mistake. Bring me a kafara, I made it a small. What does it mean? What it means to prove the right now is this. I know what I'm doing, and it's right and it has a chesed, but I want you to remind yourself every year that it's also wrong. Because the truth is, you are the ikke, and you should be the biggest. And one day that will happen. But right now, understand that I know what I'm doing. Yeah? That's the pasuk shah. Now, let's go behind that. Because Kalal Yisrael equals the Shekhinah. What's the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah is Hashem's presence, open presence within the world. What happened in Golos? The Rebbe's presence in this world, they were all downtrodden. I say all the time, Shchinta the Galusa. People, when they hear those words, Shchinta the Galusa, they think they're talking about who knows what kind of lofty Kabbalistic secrets. It is. But it's also something that should be readily and easily understood. What the pshat is, Shchinta the Galusa means the Rebbe's reputation has taken a hit, which is a himmel tishrei. It's something that we shouldn't be able to survive. What's the pshat? You care at all? If you have any feelings to the religion of this world, you can't just walk on while he kaviyachol. Imagine if your father, somebody spit him in the face and kicked him in the pants while he was busy supporting that person and keeping him alive. But you also stand quietly on the side with your arms folded? Plus, that's a shchinta b'galusa. So he says, Bizmana goes, Mechshech Mo'ira Alvona Shinta Mo'ira called him Nifra Maluch Primero. That means her friend has been separated from her. What does that mean? That means the Shechina of the Tachrinim is not being the Kabbal openly from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Which means, as God is above the world, is not being reflected down here in the world. Instead, the Rebbeinu Shalom is being, like I said, downtrodden within his own world. That's called Mechshech Mo'ira Alvona. Right? That means the slave woman has what? Has taken over for her mistress. What's that? Everyone else here. This world, Kabiyoch, doesn't belong to the Muslim anymore. And he's pushed into the corner, he's pushed out of the corner. Out, goodbye. So that's called that the Mo'irs are knocked down. Which means to set back up the Shekhinah in this world. When he lights the menorah, it should be lamor, not only to light, to make light, because it says lamor, because it says lamor. That's that menorah I caught on, which needs to be refilled by means of the oil in the menorah. Gam yichaven, a lamor agodol, he says even a lamor agodol. The Moira Gadol is the song. The song is Kutcha Berichu himself. Kutcha Berichu is Shchinte. Shchinte is what we discussed till now. Kutcha Berichu is the Rebbeinu Shlom as his mashpia on the inside of this world. Behind the scenes. It's called Moira Gadol. Rebbeinu Shlom himself is Imen Eichi B'tzor. Okay, that's the Moira Gadol. We'll pause Gishol Hashem. Mashalem HaVeheshim. It says the Rebbeinu Shlom himself is coming back from Gadol. What does that mean? Imen Eichi B'tzor. The Rebbeinu Shlom himself is in Gadol. We can bring him back with us. Not the Heshem Hashem Akechas, will return your returnees. Rather, he will return with your returnees. That's the Heshem. Now, what is all possible? Ovi Ba'ir, Vahovin. The Heshem says, I will not come into the city. And Chazal say on that, Ovi B'Yishalayim Shalmala, to Ovi B'Yishalayim Shalmata. Until I come with Yishalayim Shalmata, I'm not going to come to Yishalayim Shalmala either, which means upstairs, things are messed up also because of what's going on down there. And therefore, that is the vote over here, Lamor, and the result is the Halis named Tomid. Oila Tomid, it goes up forever. Tomid, the English shield. Tomid means forever and ever and ever. We'll never go back to any sadness again. Oila Hashem, Oilam, which means that the Rebbeinu Shalom will be a light to Klal Yisrael and to the Shechinah forever and ever.